Live from the In the Room studios located in the Net Carrier and Cloud, this is the VOC Nation Radio Network.
It's me, it's the D-O-double-G, the Road Dog, Jesse James, and by my side, as always, is that badass Billy Gunn. Together we are the New Age Outlaws, and you're listening to the VOC Nation, and if you ain't down with that, we've got two words for you. Suck it.
We came from AM radio, and now it's all about the cloud.
It'll be a good time today, I promise. Take that for me, and if not, King David will give you your money back for today's show. So.
I will give you all the pesos that I have in my pocket.
Brady, you know, some things never change.
I think it's time we get serious for a moment here on the show.
VOC Nation, ladies and gentlemen, is what's happening. There's no doubt in my mind.
Technically, I like to throw in a lie into every episode, kind of like a fine tapestry.
If anybody else wants to hear about his 10-foot pole, just know, subtract 98 inches off.
I was very misleading there when I spoke, because the truth is that I don't own a snake!
I'm looking at your Facebook page right now, Bruce, and I think you can use some DDP yoga.
If I'm paying 10 bucks a month and getting all the pay-per-views and everything else to go with it, the pay-per-view doesn't have to be that good for me to still feel like I got my money's worth.
Oh my God! This is the best crowd I've ever seen in my entire life.
I love you all.
Take it worldwide, brother.
Worldwide.
Worldwide.
Worldwide, baby.
Worldwide, man.
Worldwide.
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 This is Lance Storm, and if I can be serious for a minute, you're listening to VOC Nation Worldwide.
In the middle of our street, our house, in the middle of our street.
Hola, 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 hola. You are listening to Martinez Girls Radio here on VOC Nation. I am your hostess with the mostest, Shelly Funtime Martinez, and I'm joined by my lovely co-host, Dazzling Danielle.
Hello out there.
And together we are the Martinez Girls.
A little extra chutzpah today.
Why? Because it's Shabbat?
Yeah.
We didn't turn our paper in on time this week.
Oh, it happens. A lot of things have happened, and I guess you guys are just going to have to stay tuned and hear all about it, and you'll totally understand. You'll be on our side.
Deal with it.
So I killed the teen dream. Deal with it.
So, Danielle, it's been crazy. It's been a crazy week.
Oh, it sure has.
But here's the thing. I'm looking at Ethel right now. She bothers me because she's been acting kind of peculiarly.
She has, and I wonder if it has anything to do with her weight.
I think it does.
Because she's a little fatty bumbleaddy, and she's a little guy, and it's not healthy for her, and men pins are prone to obesity, as many little dogs, and it gets scary because she is a diabetic, and she has to have her sugar under control just like people, and you got to watch your weight when you're a diabetic.
Look at her. She looks like a little piggy.
I know. I want a little piggy. Throwing
little
it out there.
Piggy went to market, and that was Ethel May Potter.
Aww.
Over there. But anyways, it was cool, though. Let's just jump right into it. We're going to have a Lucha episode this week. But,
yeah. Well, Shelly, when you go into a pool, you jump right in. You don't just ease your way in. You just jump in.
You have to, because even if it's cold, you just got to do it. Okay, so we're going to do it. Do it to it. So when was it? I think it was Wednesday. We had our amiga extraordinaire, Sage Sin, come on by the house. And we've been trying to get together with her for quite some time. But what I think is very interesting is, when we lived on Wilcox, we kept trying to coordinate with Sage, mm-hmm. going to Sushi Stop. And now that we live in walking distance for real, like when we lived at Wilcox, okay, yeah, it took us about 15 minutes to walk there, which it was worth it.
Yeah.
But we live in true walking distance now.
Yeah.
So it was really cool to finally have that experience with her,
mm-hmm.
but it was like it was meant for us to be here because we had a really fun, we had the pre-party here first.
We did.
And before we get into that, oh my gosh, your shoot.
Yeah, well gosh, it feels like we've done so much in just a few days, but yeah, you had told me early in the morning that she would be coming over, and I thought, oh my gosh, how exciting, and today I have a shoot, and then I get to see Rebecca, like, it's just going to be a great day all around.
We use gimmick names here.
Oh.
It's Sage.
Oh, excuse me. Scratch that. Sage. So, I was really excited to hang out, and gosh, the day just had a lot of stuff going on in it.
Well, let's back the truck up, beep, beep, go to your shoot.
Yeah.
Here's the thing. I'm not trying to boast. I'm just saying. I know as being a person who's on the other side of the camera, a.k.a. who you were, I was taking your pictures and you were the talent. When I'm the talent and there's a certain energy in the air of the person that I'm shooting with, whether it's video or photos, it really helps me bring out the best in myself. So I tried it hard to make sure that you felt comfortable, that there was good music playing, the whole nine yards.
Well, you definitely set the vibe and made it relaxing, and I actually blogged about my feelings about you as a photographer, and I was putting you over like $1 million, Shelly.
Did you read that?
Yep, and I said, I'm not quite sure exactly the wording, but basically I was saying that your years of modeling experience shows through your photography. And I really like that because I still could gain some more experience for sure. And you help direct me and you help create the vibe. And I'm somebody who needs to just ease into things. And, you know, going back to when I was doing theater on the mirror walls in the dressing room, it says ease into it, relax into it. And you kind of have to relax into things sometimes. And that's just how it is, or else you're going to be edgy and unnatural. And I've been there before, and I've had many shoots where I all of a sudden, like, do this thing where I get overthinking and insecure, and I want to cry and just give up. And, you know, I I am able to get over that with Shelly. And, you know, she even said when we were walking around doing errands earlier that day, okay, I know you're probably going to do your Danielle thing, But am I talking too close to the microphone?
When you're talking like this, it's normal, but then when you yell, you just back away a little bit.
Oh, sorry. Am I yelling at you guys?
Yes.
But anyways, she was just saying, you know, I'm probably sure you're going to do that thing. And I was like, you know what? I'm going to prove her wrong because I've grown.
Hold on, no. I said, you'll probably feel that way, so let it go now.
You
is
did.
Is what I said.
Yeah.
So I'm sorry, but
no, that's
I
good.
Wonder if I didn't say that, maybe you would have started to overthink it. But I feel that because it was earlier in the day, I threw it out there, okay, you're going to do it. So just get it out of your system now because we got to take these pictures.
Exactly. And it helps me out too. It totally helps me out. And even working on any kind of project, just going for it and jumping in to it, just like today's episode or wrestling is all improv, just going with it and feeling things out. And I'm like, okay, like that's just how it is. And I just got to be relaxed. And I feel things naturally. We all feel things. So just being in tune with that. And I had a lot of fun because I've been dying to shoot. I have all these ideas that I've been wanting to do, but life has been kind of crazy. And right now I feel it's just the perfect time to be shooting. Now we're starting to finally settle down in our new apartment. And in my blog, I said, we had to break in our apartment with a photo shoot. We just had to. That's just what we do. We shoot where we live, and it's always so personal. And we have about 3 sets. The first set is out on Facebook. I blogged about it, so everything's all linked up. Go to Twitter, whatever.
No, Danielle, you say you go to ShellyMartinez.org.
You know what, Shelly? There she is again helping me out. ShellyMartinez.org is the ultimate source, always.
Just click always on, Danielle.
Always and forever.
So we started off with your shoot,
yeah,
which went well. Then that's when Sage came over, and we had a little pre-party here, and then we went to Sushi Stop.
Yes, always a must, and something that we've just been drawn to for such a long time. It's crazy that that's our new Regal Beagle. We've decided that is our Regal Beagle, and that's all we wanted for so long. We tried. We've had our hearts broken by places,
broken,
thinking that, oh, this is it, this is it,
mm-hmm,
and it wasn't it. And it was perfect.
Well, the fact that, like, on days like this, where it's, like, super hot outside, we still didn't care. And we would walk all that 15 minutes, which is 15 minutes in the hot, beating sun. And we'd just daydream about living in this area. And we thought it was just something that would never happen.
I know. And it just, that's our daily life now. And even those pictures we took, I wanted to share that. And it's crazy because this is our life now, but there's still a lot of change, and it's still the beginning of it. And I think everything's happening so fast that I forget that not that much time has passed.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why we have little empty spots here and there or whatever. And it's just a real crazy time.
You're telling me, when we moved in here, I had a boyfriend, and now I don't. That's so weird to me.
It is. And so, since we've been going through so much change, I think that it was perfect for Sage to come over,
mm-hmm,
because we just need that girl time, and I just wanted her to see the improvement, because she has been to our old apartment, and we just love to show people who've been to the old place,
mm-hmm,
compared to the new place, because, for one, you're not super hot all the time, which, literally, like, I got a bladder infection because I was so dehydrated at night because it was that hot, because there was just no ventilation. Like, that's crazy, and that's what we're living in. And now look at us. We're doing good, and we're able to podcast and not have to close all the windows and be suffocating.
Well, here's the thing. The reason why I feel that it's important for us to have people who've been to the old place is I'm very stuck up about who I allow in my home, and as is Danielle. So if you've been to our old piece of crap place, that means, like, you are somebody that we've invited into our home. And so in saying that, those people are people who believe in us, have our back, support us. So it's cool to see their reaction of, like, that we're not stuck at that place anymore.
Exactly, that we moved on. It's crazy because how I had my photo shoot here, breaking this place in, you broke the place in as Wonder Woman, and you didn't have a bed in our old place on Wilcox, and you had a photo shoot there with Brian, and
mm-hmm,
it was so raw, and our house was empty, just how it's kind of empty now. Now it's filling up. But it's crazy, like, and then look at you now. You're doing Hood Slam, and you're Wonder Woman, and it totally means something different. You're living here. It's just, it's so symbolic.
I agree. Well, so let's continue talking,
yes,
about Sage. So we went to Sushi Stop, and it's funny because since we really started the party at your shoot. So we had been just going at it hard all day. And then by the time Sage got here, I remember she kept saying, I want to be on your guys' level, but she had to drive home. So, like, she couldn't. Then we went to Sushi Stop. And something that we have discovered about Sushi Stop is that it's very popular due to its prices, and the taste quality is amazing. So when you go there, chances are when you walk in there, you're not just going to get a table. You have to wait a while.
Yeah, a good one.
And so we have discovered that we should bring a little drink ski with us, kayfabe style, and, you know, continue the party while we're in line.
As you discovered, it's a buzzkill when you go. And you've had a little party beforehand, but when you're waiting there, it just gets tense. You feel the stress of the place and everything, and you need a little sody to cope. And it's totally fine. Keep the party going, because otherwise it's like you buzzkill, because, gosh, just waiting around and you're hungry. It's just buzzkill USA. So you had actually prepared a drink in my protein shake mixer, and we went over there. And it's funny, because last night I was talking about when we went there, I was so having a good time that I just didn't care, and I didn't care that I was openly pouring my own drink into my, like, water glass. Oh, my gosh, we are spilling the kayfabe right here, mm-hmm. Martinez Girls Radio. But, yeah, that's what you were doing, and I was quite shocked.
No one said anything.
And I looked at Sage, and we looked at each other, and she kind of shooshed me, just like how you shooshed me earlier, because I was like, what is she doing? But she was doing it, and there was no problem about it, and we had a really, really good time.
I felt, because it was in the protein shake maker, or mixer, rather, that I was getting away with it. It wasn't like it was a soda bottle or something like that.
Something very conspicuous.
Little do they know. Like, maybe they thought it was like a sports drink because I'm an athlete. They don't know that. But, you know, maybe I'm somebody that's very conscious of my health, which I am.
Mm-hmm.
Which is why I went with the little soda, because it was a leaner drink than if I had wine.
Exactly, exactly. And, gosh, we just had so much fun. We even Instagrammed a picture, a few of them.
Here's the thing. There was one picture where I'm laughing, and I'm not really looking at the camera, and I posted it anyways because, like,
that's such a moment.
Yeah, man. It was awesome.
So
it was just so awesome. And we finally had our sushi experience mm-hmm. that we've been wanting for so long, almost a year.
Well, I felt like a flake because we had actually made plans with Sage many times, and it just didn't work out, whether it's a financial reason, scheduling reasons, and it wasn't something on anyone's part, like trying to flake out on someone. It just didn't happen, and it was just meant to happen at that time, and timing is everything.
Hear, hear. Yes, it is, Danielle. So, you know, we just fellowshipped, came together as women, which was really awesome.
Mm-hmm.
And we came back here, and we continued, and we had some amazing conversation, and just came together. And it's so cool, because going back to, I still am very affected by my breakup, I don't mind saying. And I just want to be around my girlfriends, because without me even trying, just organically, that's what's happening. And that's always when I find healing and peace and support. And it's really cool. It's a really cool thing. And especially because I know there's been times where, like, oh my gosh, I hope she's not mad at us. And it was like, it just wasn't the right timing until Wednesday when we went out with her.
I know. And especially after shooting and just being so creative, when you're open like that creatively, you're just in a different place, and I'm realizing that I need to be in that place more often. And even what we're doing now, podcasting, is we're just here talking, opening not only each other's mind, but the listeners, and we're all sharing in that. And I think that's really good, especially with all the technology and just, you know, racing through time all the time. It's just good to sit down and slow down and just focus on some stuff. And when you're with your girlfriends, you can't help but just talk about life and just say what's on your mind and just find a lot of healing there. I like that, and I've been missing that definitely, because even in that blog that I just posted with the pictures, I feel like I've been in a real funk lately where I'm going to work, come home, sleep, eat, and then once in a while go out and just kind of repeat the same thing week after week. Sometimes go and work for CWF because, you know, that's my job. So, of course, I'm working on that. And I don't know, it was just time to switch things up. And I really remembered that when we were doing stuff years ago, more seriously on the daily, working together, collaborating, that I felt so inspired and creative, even when I was going through stuff.
I agree. Well, let's take a little commercial break, and when we come back, we'll continue to tell our tale of our crazy week that we've had.
Yeah.
We'll be right back.
Live from the In the Room studios located in the Net Carrier and Cloud, this is the VOC Nation Radio Network.
Hey everyone, it is your favorite knockout, Mickey James, and you're listening to the VOC Nation.
Hey there, hi there, ho there. Thanks for coming on down. It's Save Wrestling, the podcast, and the business making town. I am your award-winning hostess with the mostest, Shelly Funtime Martinez, and she is my co-host, Dazzling Danielle.
Woo! Hello out there.
And together we are the Martinez Girls. You finally did it. And you can join us here Monday, new time, 6 p.m. Eastern on the VOC Nation as we save wrestling together, Danielle. Fighting crime. Woo!
Hey guys, Brady Hicks here, Pro Wrestling Illustrated contributing writer and the host of In the Room, thebradyhicks.com, and for the first time ever, vocnation.com. So happy to be part of the family. Join us each and every Tuesday night, 9, 8 Central, vocnation.com, thebradyhicks.com, myself, DJ, Derek McDonald, Ray Bogus, Anthony Sarlo, Kathy Fitz, breaking down all that's going on in wrestling today. And so much more.
Hey, it's me, the mouth of the South, Jimmy Hart. Netcarrier has many great products and services to increase your bottom line. Be sure to ask your Netcarrier representative about our hosted PBX. Call Netcarrier today for a free analysis of your phone bills. 877-255-7733. That's right, 877-255-7733. Call now.
The second building that was hit by the plane has just completely collapsed. The entire building has just collapsed as if a demolition team set off. When you see the old demolitions of these old buildings, it pulled it down on itself and it is not.
We are live with Carmine Confidential.
From Dallas, Texas, the flash, apparently official, President Kennedy died at 1 p.m. Central Standard Time.
Like everyone else, you were born into bondage. Born into a prison that you cannot smell or taste or touch. A prison for your mind.
Listen to Carmine Confidential. Weekdays at 1:30 p.m. Eastern Time. VOC Nation Radio Network.
The most polarizing personalities worldwide. This is the VOC Nation Radio Network.
Looking for a DJ? Looking for someone to host your event? Then look no further. Philadelphia's hottest DJ and host, The Voice of Choice. The Voice of Choice has hosted the hottest events in the tri-state area. Book The Voice of Choice for all your karaoke, conventions, and parties. Go to www.vocnation.com for more information or email the Voice of Choice at voc@vocnation.com.
Are you getting lost in the cloud? Is technology moving too fast for you? Find your way at netcarrier.com. Ride the N-Cloud and soar above your competition.
This is Buggy Nova, your Candyland princess, and I want everyone to know that I love VOCNation.com.
Hey, how's it going? This is Amy Dumas, but you may know me as Lita. You're listening to the VOC Nation.
So wide you can't get around it.
So low you can't get under it.
So high you can't get over it.
The half ounce, not just me, deep, deep full of
take my hand, cuffs on your mama, cause with the butt to her damn boogie with her crew, but I'd rather be with you, boo, and make you say I'm drunk, cheesy dumb, humdrum dumb, but come when I'm done fucking, it's one nation under a groove, getting down for the fuck of it, tear the roof off this mother, like we did last night, son, and hit you with the pop gun,
here's my chance to dance my way, out of my constriction. Gonna be freaking up and down. Hang up every day. With the groove I only got, we should all be new. Ready or not, here we come. Getting down.
Martina's Girls Radio here on VOC Nation. I'm Shelly, she's Danielle, and we're just sharing our week. So we had our week in the middle of the week with Sage,
yeah,
at Sushi Stop, and then came yesterday, Friday. Now, Danielle, I'm going to let you go ahead and take over because you're the one that oops-a-doodled. So if you could share with our listeners how yesterday kind of went down.
Wait, hold on.
Oops. Before we get into that, go ahead and share with them when we went to that other cafe, too.
The other cafe?
In the morning.
Oh, during that morning.
Yeah.
Okay.
Start from there.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, Friday in itself was a very interesting day. Payday for me. Woo! Friday night. Just got paid. And, you know, it was pretty cool. I got direct deposit these days, and that makes life so much easier. Money's in the bank around midnight, maybe a couple hours after. And Shelly and I we started our day off next to the jacuzzi. And what I've been doing is my 10-10 thing. Actually, it could be 10-10-10. And we all know I am at Green Venus 10. I love my number 10, and I believe in the 10 system. And what the 10 system is in our new place, we have a pool that's heated, and we have a jacuzzi, and just plenty of space to lay out. So what I do is I will lay out for 10 minutes on one side, then after the 10 minutes is up, I will jump in the pool and do 10 laps, and then come back out, turn over, 10, bam, repeat the same thing, 10-10. And it just keeps going on and on. And it's just such a good workout because it's so relaxing. And I don't know, there's something that happens when you feel drained. And I know, gosh, correct me if I'm wrong, but is it Conan O'Brien who said that he's addicted to tanning? Or somebody, I'm not Conan O'Brien because he's not very dark.
No, he's pale.
He's a pale dude. Who is it? Can anybody tell me? There's somebody in... Oh, it's like a late night host. And here's a trivia for you. Here's one side of the card. Who is a late night host who has been said to say, quote, "I'm addicted to tanning," end quote, when talking about how he doesn't do drugs or party, but yet this is his addiction.
Huh, who the hell are you talking about?
I don't know. I can't remember at this time. We are just pressed on time, so... Either way, I know that something happens to me when I'm out in the sun, and even in the sauna, I feel the same way. After a workout, I feel this drained, and it feels so good, or after a good hike. And I love that feeling in the morning because sometimes, what's it to me? Am I going to lay in bed, or at least I can lay out in the sun? You get so hot anyways, you want to jump in the pool, and it feels awesome. So I'm trying that out, and that's what we kind of did. There was no sun out when we went to the jacuzzi on Friday morning, so we just kind of hung out in the jacuzzi for a little bit, chit-chatted, we're just talking about things we're going through. And the sun eventually peaked out, and we tanned for a little bit, and then started our day. I had some things to attend to, but I had a few hours before that, and so Shelly and I were so hungry. I know swimming makes you hungry, even when you're not really swimming. Just, I don't know, something happens, and you're, like, starving.
Well, you're in the sun.
Yeah, and you're in the sun, so... I was like, I got a few bucks, I got paid. Let's go to this great cafe that's nearby, and it's so vintage, and it's so us. And we had a good time. We had some coffee, Shelly had some champagne.
And we have talked about it before, where that's the restaurant that on Swingers is in the last scene where Vince Vaughn's character thinks that woman's flirting with him.
Mm-hmm. So, yeah, it's a cool spot, and we don't go there very often, but we found ourselves there, and it was awesome, and we had the same waitress that we had many moons ago, and Shelly was going through some stuff, and we found ourselves there twice in just a matter of an hour and a half. So it was really cool, and we had a good breakfast, and I'm so happy to go back there again. And then at that time, I was going to meet up with someone, and we had this whole thing that we had to deal with, and that was something in itself, and I knew that I had to go home and podcast, okay? But what had happened is I got a message on my phone from our dear old friends, Taylan Delgado and her mom there. So she was saying, okay, well, I'm in your area now. And I was like, oh, my gosh. I got my days so, because I've been getting my days confused a lot because I just have so much on my mind right now. I totally forgot that I had invited them over. We're going to have food provided, all this stuff provided. And I was like, oh, my gosh, Shelly and I live to host, and I freaking dropped the ball. And so I am like, oh, my gosh, I'm sorry. I know I'm trying to handle something over here in my previous meeting, but I can't do this right now because I have someone here that I'm supposed to be hosting. And I started going down the street. I was going to go to Sushi Stop, get some sushi. And then I saw they had a box of stuff. So I'm like, oh, okay. And then we came in, hung out. They had sushi. So they had that all taken care of. They had a bottle of champagne. We chit-chatted. I ended up going out and getting some more champagne. And we just had a really good time. And it was just crazy because it just was so meant. Everything about that day felt so, so meant. And I can't. It's so unlike me to get my days mixed up, especially because I have been talking to Shelly about it for days, about hanging out with them, and I was so confused about my days, I thought that she was going to be out of town when they were able to hang out with us. So I kept saying, gosh, it sucks that you can't hang out. It sucks this, it sucks that. And I realized, oh my gosh, they knew she was going to be out of town, and they wanted to hang out with her too. That's why I rearranged everything. So that's the short story, kind of. But it totally worked out. We had so much fun. It's one of those things where it's like, oh my gosh, you have 5 minutes to clean up. Put everything in the closet.
I was taking a nap.
Shelly was taking a nap, and the place was a tad bit messy, but we got it all together, and this place is so cute, and I feel like we keep it up pretty well.
Oh, yeah.
It was just lived in at that point. But, yeah, I just was so blown away at the conversations that we had about spirituality, a lot about Judaism, because for me personally, I've always been a Christian. I've always been seeking the truth and always very involved. And I was really drawn to Catholicism for a while because of the prayers, ancient practices, so I converted, and then I fell out because I didn't really agree with a lot of things. And it's like a lot of the Judaism and the practices has a lot of what I was attracted to with Catholicism, so it was really interesting to just sit back and hear everyone talk because Taylin and her mom are Jewish.
And I'm part Jew. Not fully yet, but enough. And it was awesome. It was awesome because going back to, again, organically, women being in my life. And the first, what really started the whole conversation was that I said that I want to light Shabbat candles with the person that I am with. And that not because they want to do it because, oh, that's my thing, but because they're already practicing that lifestyle now. And that's how the whole conversation got opened up. And it was cool. And just really coming together and not only having new conversation, but like when we shared with them how we always think about them, and then for them to say the same thing. Like, you know what I mean?
That
like,
really means a lot.
Yeah. And we were just, it was so pure and awesome and so much like, everybody in the room is a different age and had different things to offer the conversation because of that.
It's true, and it's crazy. And for a little reminder, maybe some first-time listeners, who Taylin Delgado is, if you don't already know who she is an Australian pop singer, and I actually met her on the set of her music video. I was doing a casting agency at the time, and they were looking for girls who looked between the ages of 17, 18 years old, and I'm a shoulder, 4'11", and especially when I don't wear a lot of makeup, some people say, what is this girl, 12 years old? Ah. So I look young, okay, I'm petite, I'm la petite.
Yeah.
And so I got booked, and they're looking for girls with different colored hairs. And Shelly and I, didn't you come with me? I went to the audition.
Yeah, we went to the Grove.
We went to the Grove,
oh my God.
And we were meeting with them, and I said, I don't know about this, Shelly. I just wanted you to go, like, in a corner or somewhere, and then I'm going to go meet them at this coffee bean.
Mm-hmm.
And so I did, and I see this purple-haired girl who's, like, real pretty, and she has this great tan, and then this other woman with her, and they look very similar. And that was her mom, and that was Taylin Delgado, and she was a star of the music video. She's a singer, songwriter, and she herself at that time was 17, and she had a song about being young and all this stuff, and she wanted a crew with different colored hair, so she thought I was perfect, and we just vibed with each other, and it was really natural. And so we worked on the music video a week later, and we worked with Allison Sharp, and she's a blonde girl, and, you know, we had the purple, the blonde, and the red, and it was fun. It felt fun to be 17 again. We shot around Hollywood. We went to Hollywood and Highland and shot in very famous areas. We even took the Metro, Underground Metro, and that's really cool because she's Australian, so she was doing, like, these landmarks, and we were in downtown L.A., and, you know, just to be a feature in a music video, that's the first time I've ever really had that. So I thought that was super cool, and it was awesome, and I loved her style. It was very vintage, and she just has an old soul, and she's so young, and you would never guess because she is just, she has this vibe about her, and she's so intelligent, and she's very spiritual. So that's how I know her, and we've kept in touch since. And Shelly and I interviewed her for, it was at Martinez Girls
yes.
Radio. We did it for Martinez Girls Radio. I forgot what episode exactly, but her and her mom invited us over. They had some champagne and some appetizers, and we all just chatted, and it was really awesome. We interviewed her, and we blogged about her music video, and now she has something she's working on in the studio right now, and hopefully we can get her back on here soon.
I agree. And it's just cool, though, because, you know, not just, like, more so in entertainment just because of what the subject is, but in life, period, it's hard to find people to connect with, especially if you have a certain way of thinking in your lifestyle. So it's really cool that life, maybe it's few and far between when you get to recharge from these people, but you still do.
Yeah, absolutely. And it's just been such a delicate time in our life. And they get to see our new apartment. Another person we were talking about earlier, people who see our new apartment, it's really meaningful to us. And I just thought it meant a lot. And we just went deep. And I love that because some people aren't willing to do that or maybe it's not the right environment. But we just went for it and we were talking. And I had a lot of questions. And they're talking about lighting Shabbat candles and just putting intentions into it and what it means and maybe sharing the Shabbat together and possibly, yeah, going to a rabbi's house and just all this stuff. And it was just so meaningful and it was just so meant to be. So I loved it and I totally embraced it. So when we were hanging out with them and they had to go because Taylin has to be in the recording studio because she is busy working, we got a message from one of our friends that they wanted to hang out, and we're like, gosh, do we go to this Hollywood premiere that we've been invited to that we've been looking forward to for a few days? It was free champagne, a pre-party, after-party, movie screening, red carpet, the whole shebang. And we were looking forward to it, but when our friend contacted us, we're like, you know what? With the vibe today and just talking and going there and just fellowshipping, it's more important to hang out with our friend than it is to go to some Hollywood premiere.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. And, you know, I was looking forward to it. I knew what dress I was going to wear and everything like that. And my friend who invited us, you know, I was looking forward to hanging out with her and everything. But I just felt in my gut as soon as our amigo had text saying, like, hey, can you hang out? And we hadn't seen him in so many months. I was like, man, how like you said, the vibe was of the day, that's how I need to end it, not going to some premiere, because it'll always be a premiere. Who cares?
Exactly.
But he can't always hang out. Imagine if I was like, no, we're going to this thing, and then we didn't get to hang out with him last night, and then who knows when we could have saw him again.
Yeah, and that's what life is all about, and sometimes you just got to prioritize things, and some things are more important than others. I know that you've had to travel, and our family was going through some things, but you got to make your living, so you do this or that, but then sometimes the networking event, a lot of people in this place here in Hollywood, I think, oh, anything with networking and free alcohol, I want to be at.
And celebrities.
And celebrities, and get so enthralled by that, and then they can just lose sight of some things that really matter, like an old friend who you haven't talked to for a while and connecting, and that is what gives life meaning, and everything varies, and you just take what you can at that time, and that's, we've just ran with it, and I love that, just being organic.
Me too. Me too. All right, well, let's take a little break, and when we come back, we'll talk about how we spent our evening last night and whatever else comes into mind. What do you think about that?
I love it.
All right, we'll be right back.
Live from the In the Room studios located in the Net Carrier and Cloud, this is the VOC Nation Radio Network.
Hey, guys. Brady Hicks here, Pro Wrestling Illustrated contributing writer and the host of In the Room. TheBradyHicks.com, and for the first time ever, VOCNation.com. So happy to be part of the family. Join us each and every Tuesday night, 9, 8 Central, VOCNation.com, TheBradyHicks.com, myself, DJ, Derek McDonald, Ray Bogus, Anthony Sarlo, Kathy Fitz, breaking down all that's going on in wrestling today.
Hi, this is Anthony.
And this is Gartiz.
We are the forces of radio.
The faces for radio.
Come relax with us every Thursday at 5:30. We love hosting Feces for Radio.
That's Faces for Radio. Can you please remember to get the name of the show right?
Sorry. We tackle sports, entertainment, and have a kick-ass soundboard. Erasers for Radio has it all.
Faces for Radio. Are you doing this on purpose?
Why?
You can find us on the VOCNation.com, listen to us live, or download it later. Follow us on Twitter at Faces for Radio 1. That's Faces for Radio.
Funky for radio.
Shut up.
The most polarizing personalities worldwide. This is the VOC Nation Radio Network.
Looking for a DJ? Looking for someone to host your event? Then look no further. Philadelphia's hottest DJ and host, The Voice of Choice. The Voice of Choice has hosted the hottest events in the tri-state area. book the voice of choice for all your karaoke conventions and parties. Go to www.vocnation.com for more information or email the voice of choice at voc@vocnation.com.
Are you getting lost in the cloud? Is technology moving too fast for you? Find your way at netcarrier.com. Ride the NCloud and soar above your competition.
Business owners, prepare to take charge. Get the latest trends in business and technology every Tuesday at 12 p.m. Eastern, presented by NetCarrier. Tweet your business questions in advance at NetCarrier using the hashtag TakeChargeTuesday. Or call live toll-free at 855-BOC-RADIO.
Hello, this is ECW Original, former WWE superstar, the Blue Meanie. This is D'Lo Brown. You better recognize this. If you are looking to do any kind of autograph session, personal or private, with the greatest in professional wrestling, people always ask me, Blue Meanie, how can I have you on my show? Well, if you'd like to have myself, the BWO, or anybody else, you don't need to go any further than WrestlingMarks.com. Just go to WrestlingMarks.com. Drop him a line, give him a call. My boy Eric will take care of you right away. Now recognize that, partner. This is D'Lo Brown, and right here, right now, you better recognize that I am down with the VOC Nation. Now recognize that, partner.
Hey guys, Brady Hicks here, Pro Wrestling Illustrated contributing writer and the host of In the Room, TheBradyHicks.com, and for the first time ever, VOCNation.com. So happy to be part of the family. Join us each and every Tuesday night, 9, 8 Central, VOCNation.com, TheBradyHicks.com, myself, DJ, Derek McDonald, Ray Bogus, Anthony Sarlo, Kathy Fitz, breaking down all that's going on in wrestling today, and so much more.
Okay, Philadelphia parents, listen up. Do you have a child in the house that's just about to learn how to drive? Well, you got to do this. You got to head over to DuncanSchoolOfDriving.com. Best of Bucks County 2013. Keep that insurance down. Keep them accident free. 215-639-1990. They're endorsed Pennsylvania Police Officers Association, DuncanSchoolOfDriving.com.
Business owners, prepare to take charge. Get the latest trends in business and technology every Tuesday at 12 p.m. Eastern, presented by NetCarrier. Tweet your business questions in advance at NetCarrier using the hashtag TakeChargeTuesday or call live toll-free at 1-855-VOC-RADIO.
The second building that was hit by the plane has just completely collapsed. The entire building has just collapsed as if a demolition team set off. When you see the old demolitions of these old buildings, it pulled it down on itself and it is not.
We are live with Carmine Confidential.
From Dallas, Texas, the Flash, apparently official, President Kennedy died at 1 p.m. Central Standard Time.
Like everyone else, you were born into bondage. Born into a prison that you cannot smell or taste or touch. A prison for your mind.
Listen to Carmine Confidential. Weekdays at 1:30 p.m. Eastern Time. VOC Nation Radio Network.
Hey, I'm the Mouth of the South, Jimmy Hart, telling you fans worldwide to visit VOCNation.com. VOC Nation gives you top-notch interviews, insightful blogs, and, of course, the VOC Wrestling Nation radio program. The VOC Wrestling Nation radio program is live every Wednesday with the hottest guests, the latest news, and lots of fun from the greatest team in wrestling media headed by the voice of choice. Hey, take it from me, the Mouth of the South, Jimmy Hart. VOCNation.com is the place to go, baby.
Hola, hola, hola. I am Shelly Funtime Martinez.
And I am Dazzling Danielle.
And together we are
the Martinez Girls.
Tune in on VOC Nation at 7 p.m. Eastern every Saturday. And until then, Danielle, I and you are Audi 5000. Adios, toodles.
the godless voice of Crab Nation. None of these assholes would have the balls to say any of this to anyone live.
I get hard as one of them stones. I'm going to hurl at a homosexual.
He's got 6 ounces of weed, and he's saving his roaches?
Bangable and diabetic.
Pass the car keys to Stevie Wonder.
Free speech zone should just be the air, motherfucker. Catch the crabs on Crab Nation Live weekdays.
Noon to 2 p.m. Pacific, 3 to 5 p.m. Eastern on the VOC Nation.
Entertainment with an attitude.
Fear is just one enemy.
This is the VOC Nation Radio Network.
Welcome back. You're listening to Martinez Girls Radio here on VOC Nation. I'm Shelly. She's Danielle. And we're just chit-chatting about our week this week. So where we last left off, our amigo came over. And it was awesome because we got to hang out just for a little bit, get our minds right, whatever, catch up a little bit. And then where did we go? To sushi stop. And what's funny is our friend, when we lived in Wilcox, he was one of the, it was one of the things where whenever he came over, we always went to sushi stop. So he
took that walk.
He is part of the sushi. It's like you, me, and him are the sushi stop crew, and Frankie, because she introduced me to it. But we've. He's somebody that when we lived at Wilcox, we'd like, you want to go get sushi? And we would walk over here so no one had to drive. And we'd always have an amazing time.
Exactly. And it's crazy because on that day, that was the second time I was there that day, because earlier I had a meeting with somebody and I was so nervous that I ended up just drinking champagne for my lunch because we had breakfast anyways earlier that day. So I just wasn't feeling it. And it's funny because I had a totally different experience with a totally different staff. The same day. That's how hardcore we are. And it was really fun. And we got to talk and enjoy food. And there's something about just sharing a meal with someone that happens, especially with sushi, because it is so communal. And you share roles. And you're talking. And you're sharing sake. And it's just, I love that social aspect of it.
I want to go there right now.
I know. I'm talking about it. And I haven't been hungry all day. I've been juicing it today. And my stomach is starting to grumble.
So when we got to Sushi Stop, it was one of those things where, because we did have the pre-party here, I wasn't thinking, and I forgot about Buzzkill USA, and we didn't bring a little some-some. And we waited for a long time. What was funny is there was a girl there that seemed very stressed out, and the three of us became, like, obsessed with figuring out, like, what her deal was.
Yeah, because first off, she looks all cute, and she's waiting at the sign-in sheet. So you put your name down, and then they call you out in the order that you come in. And I put my name down, and I was like, wow, we're down the list. And she was there asking for the person who's in charge of the list, because she kept trying to ask people who had nothing to do with the list. And she was intoxicated, so that added a whole other element to it. And she just seemed real upset. And we were waiting outside, just kind of laughing at the situation, thinking, gosh, we should have brought a little, Shelly said something, you know, but it's cool, just chill and chit-chat. And we saw her stumble off somewhere, and she had a drink in her hand. I don't know if that drink came from Sushi Stop. I highly doubt it, but I think she was bar hopping. And I don't know if she was putting an order in or what, but she comes back with three girls, and they're trying to figure out a money situation. And I don't know why I care so much. Maybe I have the time to care so much. But we kept looking at her like, what? And then there's this one table that was cleared for like almost 15 minutes, and it was totally cleared, and we're like, why don't they give that table out? Are they waiting for a party of four? After we wait the whole time, we get that table. We are the ones that get that table, and it's just funny because we had our eye on it for so long, and I don't know, it was silly.
What's funny, though, is that wasn't a good table because people kept crowding us, and it was cold because it was right under a fan.
It was cold. You try to no-sell it, and I get it, but I was cold, but it was cool because we had our sushi and hot sake. And we had our time, and it's all about just coming together with people and just sharing life and food, and I'm all about that.
It was, and, you know, it's interesting because up until last night, it's like women are what I needed to be around. Mm-hmm. But it's just like our friend. He's been our friend for many, many years, many years. And he's always been in my life, and I don't want to speak for you, honestly, the only consistent positive male influence in my life. Like,
likewise.
I know that's saying a lot. And I think in our drunkenness before, we've told him that. But honestly, like, even above our own father, our grandfather, like, our friend is the only consistent positive male influence that's been in my life.
For many years, I feel exactly the same way. That's why there's no question about it that we were going to drop any plans that we had.
Absolutely.
Hang out with him, like, of course, especially to show him our new place.
I know.
And he was so proud of us, and it made me feel proud, and made me feel like, yeah, I did do it, and it's becoming a little normal now, but it's good to take a step back and say, you know what, gosh, look at where I used to live in, and look at it now.
I know, it's crazy. So then we came home, and then enter Cutthroat Uno.
So some people complain that I get a little competitive. I get a little cutthroat. I've been called a cheat. Sometimes I deserve that title because when people are drinking and when people are just trying to play Cutthroat Uno, they don't realize a 9 and a 6 can look very, very similar. Or you just throw two cards down, stuck to each other. Unfortunately, I've been caught, and that's why I speak about it out loud. But I haven't cheated for a little bit. So I'm pretty confident, and I'm feeling good. I'm trying to have my poker face on and have my strategy on with Uno because I take it very seriously. I won 3 times last night, by the way, in a row.
And you did. You did win 3 times in a row. But, Danielle, you just let – I already knew this because I've been watching you, Minnie Martinez. I've been watching you for quite some time. But anyone who ever wants to challenge you to cut through Uno, you just let the cat out of the bag. You let the kayfabe out of your strategy.
I did. And the reason why I do that is because I am a reformed cheater in the sense of Uno. And I'm putting it all out on the table. And just like poker, you just put it out there and you see what happens. And that's exactly what I did with Cutthroat Uno. And just let people know we're friends, we're cool. This is Clay from Cutthroat Uno.
I don't know, Danielle. I think maybe even though you've come a long way from your competitiveness, I still feel that there is a little shadiness to your tactics.
Well, you just got to play the game. And Shelly, you love Triple H's.
Time to play the game. It's all about the game and how you play it.
Exactly. So I can't really fault myself.
Hey, you're just going by the lifestyle of trips.
I am.
It's time to play the game. It's all about the game and how you play it. And you played Cutthroat Uno and you did win 3 times in a row.
Because, you know, I'm not playing just to have fun or whatever. I'm playing to win.
Would you say, just like you say in America, we play for keeps?
I play for keeps. And that's why sometimes it's hard to deal with a loss, but it's just a part of life.
Tis. You know, all in all, we shared our different experiences that we had this past week. And I feel that based on your personal life, my personal life, like we really needed to come together with Sage, with Kaylin and Mumsy, with Quay. And it's like, here we are podcasting when typically we podcast on Thursdays, so then we turn into VOC Nation, our audio on Fridays, and then they're able to upload it on Saturday. So it's like, I feel full-heartedly that we were supposed to go through all of yesterday so that we can talk about it here on Martinez Girls Radio and share that experience, because all of that energy from Wednesday till yesterday has really helped me and in different places in my life that I needed to fill in the holes. You know what I mean?
Yeah, and it's funny because yesterday there was a few instances where I was thinking, gosh, maybe we should be podcasting right now. Maybe we should record this conversation. But it just didn't feel right, and it was a very private moment, and I felt like this is just how it had to be.
Mm-hmm.
And who knew the kind of show that we would end up with? And at that moment, I just thought, you know, what is more important in this situation is hanging out, talking, and sometimes you got to put business aside, and it's all about balance. And I really feel that we're going to have Taylin back on here with Mumsy.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah, we can totally revisit a lot of stuff, and we didn't even get into a lot of things we talked about.
We wanted to talk about child actors and
there's
the movie
so
we saw
much.
So much, but we can do that next week. I feel that this podcast was really made to be organic and just us just sharing our stories. Like sometimes it helps for us to be structured and have an outline, and these are our organized thoughts. But sometimes we just need to hang out with our listeners.
Absolutely, and we all need that sometimes. I don't know. It's good, and it's a Saturday, and what that means, and even just for us, for me, tomorrow is CWF Hollywood at Ocean View Pavilion, and that is in Port Hueneme, and
Hueneme
at 3 p.m., and I'm going to be a part of it tomorrow. That is my job, and I do it well, and I take it seriously, so that's where I'm going to be tomorrow. I'm a girl of many jobs, many masks, and that is one of them, and I would really appreciate people being there and seeing it because, gosh, every time I go there, people are just saying my name, and I'm saying, well, hello there, and I hope you have a good time.
Say my name, say my name. You acting kind of shady and calling me baby. All right, Danielle, well, I guess that ends this week's edition of Martinez Girls Radio. Remember to join me here, amigos y amigas, on Monday at 3 p.m. /6 p.m. Eastern here on VOC Nation, and we're going to all go Steve Wrestling the podcast. Maybe Danielle will be a part of it. Maybe sometimes she is, sometimes you're not.
We never know. I'm a bit of a surprise.
You are a bit of a surprise, and I like that. So until next week, remember, we are here every week for 7 p.m. here on VOC Nation. Again, Martinez Girls Radio. I'm at Funtime Shelley. She's at Green Venus Tent, and I am Audi 5000. Adios.
King Kong Bundy, and you're listening to the VOC Nation.
The godless voice of Crab Nation.
None of these assholes would have the balls to say any of this to anyone live.
I get hard as one of them stones. I'm going to hurl at a homosexual.
He's got 6 ounces of weed, and he's saving his roaches?
Bangable and diabetic.
Have the car keys.
This is Stevie Wonder.
Free speech zone should just be the air, motherfucker. Catch the crowds on Crab Nation Live weekdays.
Noon to 2 p.m. Pacific, 3 to 5 p.m. Eastern on the VOC Nation.
Hey, I'm the mouth of the South, Jimmy Hart. Are you tired of paying high telephone and internet bills for your business? It's time to call NetCarrier, baby! If you're ready to take your phone service into the cloud, NetCarrier is the place to go to get the best in telecommunication service. Call NetCarrier today for a free analysis of your phone bills. 877-255-7733. That's right, 877-255-7733. Call now.
Looking for a DJ? Looking for someone to host your event? Then look no further. Philadelphia's hottest DJ and host, The Voice of Choice. The Voice of Choice has hosted the hottest events in the tri-state area. Book The Voice of Choice for all your karaoke, conventions, and parties. Go to www.vocnation.com for more information or email The Voice of Choice at voc@vocnation.com.
Hey there, hi there, ho there, thanks for coming on down. It's Save Wrestling, the podcast and the business making towns. Hear all about how I make towns and so much more every Monday right before Raw, 6 p.m. Eastern, here on the VOC Nation. Adios.
The Voice of Choice here. Are you looking for a videographer for your event? Maybe a wedding, party, company video? Well, listen, Metro Media Studios is focused on providing high-quality service and customer satisfaction, and they'll do everything they can to meet your needs. They got a variety of services to choose from. They'll make sure that you get the professionally produced video of your dreams. MetroMediaStudios.com. That's Metro with an A, MediaStudios.com. Check them out today.
It's not easy being in IT today. Data is growing exponentially, technology is changing at an accelerating pace, and the consequences of unplanned downtime are more serious than ever. StoragePipe helps eliminate these risks by automating all the data protection and disaster recovery for your laptops, servers, and virtual systems through a single provider. StoragePipe can help you free up more time, recover faster, and improve the reliability of your backup process. Visit StoragePipe.com.
Business owners, prepare to take charge. Get the latest trends in business and technology every Tuesday at 12 p.m. Eastern, presented by NetCarrier. Tweet your business questions in advance at NetCarrier using the hashtag TakeChargeTuesday. Or call live toll-free at 855-VOC-RADIO.
This is TNA Knockout, Madison Rain, and you're listening to the VOC Nation.
Live from the In the Room studios located in the NetCarrier and Cloud, this is the VOC Nation Radio Network.